This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In Powerball. What a start to the new year that would have been for somebody if they had been able to do that. It's crazy to think about that amount of money, well over $500 million, and it's just getting bigger. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney as we start 2022 here on this show. Hard to believe, right? But we have flipped the page to another year. And like I said, those lucky numbers, can you just imagine? 6, 12, 39, 48, 50, Powerball of 7. You can tell I've been thinking about it. And if you look at the odds, 1 in 12.5 million to become an astronaut, right? The odds of winning a jackpot, 1 in 300 million. 1 in 300 million. You have 1 in a 10 million chance of becoming president. You have 1 in 1.5 million chances to become a movie star. But let me say it again. 1 in 300 million, the chance of you winning the next Powerball, which is worth $522 million so far on Monday. So maybe you take a chance. Sometimes it's the person that just plunks down a couple of bucks and then they end up winning it. All right, who won so far at the start of 2020? I would say the people who wanted a white holiday, a white Christmas, a white New Year's Eve, there were a few places that really got that, namely Tahoe, in the Lake Tahoe area just outside of Reno, Nevada. It was safe. As long as you were at your destination, you hit the jackpot when it came to getting the white stuff for the holidays. There was a terrible thing that happened over the holiday, and I had friends, luckily, that were very close to the flames but did not have their homes flattened by it. In Colorado, terrible that so many people in two different towns saw their houses just go up in smoke. Three people still missing from those fires. And those fires were towns that were, one was Louisville, another town that was so cute and small that was near Boulder, Colorado, and is right there, right smack in the middle of everything. And so now you've got people that have lost everything. And to add insult to injury, they had 100-mile-an-hour winds, and so it just crushed these homes. I mean, just everybody had to evacuate. And then there was a mountain of snow that came the day later. If they had gotten the snow in those areas before that, then they wouldn't have, you know, it would have been a different story other than these houses that were just burned down to nothingness. I mean, just mostly pure ash. So it is a nightmare that they're trying to still deal with in those two Colorado areas. We'll talk more about that as we motor through this kickoff show for 2022. I'm not shocked by this, but it's something that's kind of making the rounds because, you know, over the holidays there might have been some time to think about this. So there was a new poll that came out that said ultimately 34% of Americans say violence against the government is justified. I mean, that's where we are as a country, because you think about a year, a little over a year ago, it was the siege of the Capitol, if you will. So now you've got this poll that came out, the Washington Post University of Maryland survey, and the percentage of people that view things from year to year have said in this poll that violence against the government is sometimes justified, and this is after what happened at the U.S. Capitol. They found that 40% of Republicans agreed it could sometimes be justified for citizens to take violent actions against the government, 23% of Democrats even, and 41% of independents. Now, there's your number. 41% of independents endorsed situational violence is what it's being called. So of those who agree that rising up in arms against the government could be acceptable, 22% it would be justified for invasions of personal liberties, 15% pointed to a military takeover or a democratic collapse, 3% said violence was appropriate if the government did not accept election results. So there's the thing. Only 3% said that. Whew, thank goodness, right? I mean, violence is never the answer. I'm all about doing everything you can to let your voice be heard. But to me, life is precious, and we're all Americans. And the last thing, as much as you can be infuriated, as much as somebody can be driven to want to do something violent, it is never, let me say that again, the answer. Boy, it was a rough time for people who were trying to get to and fro over the holidays. Nearly 2,000 flights were canceled after the New Year's holiday during this travel melee, the chaos of all that that was. So Sunday, it was still terrible. Chicago, Denver, the hardest hit. And, of course, Denver got a lot of snow. Chicago got a lot of snow. And then you had people calling in for the various airlines testing positive for COVID. So if you don't have pilots, you don't have a flight crew, you don't have people on the ground that you need, that is going to cause some of that headache too, along with the weather conditions that in those, particularly in those two areas that I mentioned. So it meant that people were sometimes at the airport for 10, 12 hours trying to figure out what to do, not because they were running around with their tail between their legs feeling sorry for themselves, because they couldn't get through. So when you have this many people in that situation, that it's circumstantial that the phone lines just explode. So you can't get through to JetBlue, American, or wherever to try to figure out how you're going to arrange the flight that you need to get on, and is that flight available, and then are you going to jump airlines and figure out another flight to get on, and that's what it becomes. It becomes a Rubik's Cube of which airline, what airport, can I get back to home, can I get there? Is there a straight way to do that? Is there a way to get a different non-stop? And certainly some people were able to find that. But when you have hundreds of flights that were canceled during this whole holiday between Christmas Eve and even before Christmas Eve all the way through to New Year's Day, that is frustrating. And a lot of times when you're in that situation, I've said this before because I was in that situation, you can't just rent a car and go somewhere. Sometimes you're across the country, so that's also impossible anyway. Not impossible that you couldn't rent a car and drive across the country, but not feasible in some cases because somebody has to get back. So I think what you have to do is you have to build in pad now when you travel and try to make it that you have a day on either on both sides, in case you get in that situation, so the frustration level doesn't make you snap. And that's what's happening. People are snapping, right in half, because they lose it. They have a hard time getting through TSA checkpoints and finding where they're going to park or whatever else it is. And then they've got their masks on and they're hanging around the airport. Ay, 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 ay. All right, coming up next, an NFL player, speaking of snapping, snapped. What do I mean by that? Tossed from the team. I'll explain next.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. The nitty-gritty in the NFL. You might have watched college football. It comes down to Georgia and Alabama. Can anybody ever knock Nick Saban out, the coach of Roll Tide, Alabama? If I'm an Alabama fan, I'm just loving life, right? And you know it's like cha-ching, cha-ching, always there, always in the top, and boom. Georgia, same thing. Georgia's super competitive. As far as when it boiled down to, did you think it was going to be Georgia and Alabama? And, of course, I did think that was what was going to happen. And neither of the games were close, the semifinal games, getting into it. So bottom line is that is what is going to be the college national championship matchup. One thing that doesn't match up, it's just really a sad story and one that's trending all over the place. There's memes and all kinds of things that have come out because of Antonio Brown and the fact that he bolted from the field in the middle of the Tampa game. So people in the stadium, people who were, you know, watching, saw what happened with Brown, where he took off his shirt, and this was in the third quarter, and, I mean, that was it. He threw it into the crowd. It was pretty much bare-chested, he goes flying off the field, then back into the tunnel, I call it, and back into the locker room, and he's no longer a part of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Took off the jersey, that was it. And Bruce Arians said he's not a Buck. He's done. I mean, this is a guy. He's got something going on, so you've got to feel a little bit for him in that sense of the word. But this happened on the visitor sideline at MetLife Stadium. So there you are in basically New York, over the bridge from New York in East Rutherford, New Jersey. He starts like raising his hands, waving, and just runs off the field in the third quarter, saying he's no longer a member of the team. And so Arian said afterwards, he is no longer a Buck. And, of course, the Buccaneers won 28-24 in a squeaker against the Jets. And when they were asking for more details, they being, I call them the beat reporters, as I used to be one, and I flew with the Cowboys, covered the Giants, and a bunch of other pro football teams. You know, he said, Arian said, that's the end of the story. Let's talk about the guys who went out there and won the game. And he was asked more details about Brown. He said, I'm not talking about him. He's not part of the Bucs. I mean, he just quit. He wasn't benched or anything. He just he quit. He didn't fly home on the team charter. Mike Evans and O.J. Howard tried to calm Brown down, who took off the jersey, the pads, the undershirt, everything, threw the shirt and gloves into the stand, then dashed across the end zone like I described. While both teams were on the field, waved to fans, went into the locker room. That was it. At first, when in the middle of the game, they thought Brown was a fan who leapt onto the field because that nobody was expecting that, and all of a sudden, boom, there he was. They thought he was a jumper. One of the security officers thought he had jumped down. Right? So he goes through the tunnel. He asks state troopers for a ride to the airport. They told him no. He didn't have his wallet. He got changed in the locker room, was able to get some other transportation to the airport. And that was it. And I guess what happened was Arians was trying to get him to go into the game, and he refused. He was trying to put him in the game like normal. And he refused twice, and Arians told him, just get out. And so that's what he did. Took off the equipment and just get out. I have never seen anything like that in my time of covering football or watching football. I mean, why did he refuse to play? What, there was no, was he questionable because of injury? No. And at that point, when he did that, the Bucs were down 24-10. They ended up getting the lead with 21 seconds to go when Brady fired a 33-yard pass to a wide receiver target for a touchdown. But what a crazy, difficult situation. And it was the last, or latest anyway, misstep for Connor Brown. He returned to the Bucs after a three-game suspension by the NFL for turning in a fake vaccination card. And he caught 10 passes for 101 yards and accused the media of creating drama at one point. And Tom Brady, of course, now is getting asked a lot of questions. And he said, look, we all love him. We care about him deeply. We want to see him get his best. Unfortunately, he won't be with our team. And he said he'll continue his friendship with Brown. He would encourage those around him to help him. I think everyone should be compassionate. This is Brady. And empathetic towards some very difficult things that are happening. And Le'Veon Bell, who just signed with the Bucs and was Brown's teammate during the Steeler heydays when Bell was there and he was there, said the same thing. I found out when we got into the locker at the end of the game, I instantly went to him to text him to try to catch up with him, and he texted me back and I talked to him, and he's still one of my close friends, and you won't hear me talking bad about him at all. So it's pretty tough for the people who are close to him, AB. And, you know, there's so many things, if you go back and look at the last 3 years of what has happened with him, from, you know, heaving a ball at a teammate in practice with the Steelers to missing Raiders training camp when he was supposed to be with the Raiders because there was a helmet problem. So there's just a litany of things that have gone on with him. And he's got this talent bottled up, but I have a feeling that he's turned into the meme that walked off the field. I have a feeling that he won't be touched by anyone in the NFL again. I'd be surprised if he was picked up because of, again, the explosive exit. And that's got to be the end of his NFL career. I would be incredibly shocked if something different came of that. Hey, coming up, we got a mailbag, and in the mailbag we'll talk about COVID because a lot of you ask about Omicron and what are the numbers, and you heard that things are on the rise in Florida, and that's true. And I'll talk about that, and also the fact that somebody sent me something about this, and I was aware of it, that five missing teenage girls that have been found 30 sex offenders were arrested in this months-long U.S. Marshals operation. Imagine that, 5 missing and endangered teenagers. One of the girls was a 16-year-old who had left her home by allegedly stealing a relative's car and handgun. She was found at a New Orleans home living with a bunch of adults, including a strip club dancer. The 5 missing girls were from 14 to 17 years old. So the U.S. Marshals called this Operation Boudat. It happened from mid-October to mid-December around New Orleans, with several Louisiana police and sheriff's departments involved in this. So bravo to them for cracking this wide open, finding these 14, a 17, a 15, and just the stories, the human trafficking issues, the things that were happening. In fact, one of them that was recovered, the 15-year-old runaway, who had had issues about this before, said that the sex trafficker had been murdered, so they were stuck. And then there were 2 sisters, 15 and 16 years old. They were the ones in Baton Rouge. Just terrible, terrible. The more that they can crack down on this, the better. Because often somebody who makes a mistake and runs away from home, or they're getting away from a terrible situation, they end up in a worse situation. And that was the idea of investigating for so long. They knew something was going on there, and that there were going to be girls that were going to be kidnapped or persuaded and kidnapped and then sent out the door. And you think of a 14 and a 15-year-old, and these were teenagers that had been missing, that they were able to knock that down. And that is huge, my friends, huge. And you all know that I contributed to a book called Voices Against Trafficking, The Strength of Many Voices, Speaking as One. You can get it for hardly anything, Kindle prices on Amazon, or even a soft cover book. It's less than $15. But anyway, it's all about that. It's all about resources. It's all about people who are helping runaways, and both boys and girls that find themselves in these horrific, horrific situations. I was so thrilled that I got so much mail over the holidays. I'm thinking you must have been really bored for a while. It was fun and games and all relaxation. And then your blood started to boil. You thought about what was happening and you had to reach out. That's the idea. 24/7. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's how you get in touch with us. Just click on contact and let me know what you're thinking. We'll find out next. A lot of people are thinking a lot of things. I'll meet you in the mail room.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Omicron variant now accounts for 60% of COVID cases in the United States, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, according to former FDA Director Scott Gottlieb, who appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
Places that have been hard hit early, like the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, New England, Florida, parts of the Pacific Northwest, may be 2 weeks away from peaking, but the rest of the country probably faces a hard month ahead of us. I don't think you're going to start to see a national peak until we get into February, because there's part parts of the country that really haven't been hard hit by Omicron yet.
Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe colds and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. Make travel plans accordingly. This is USA Radio News. Thousands of air travelers are facing another day of flight cancellations or delays. Jeremy Scott reports.
More than 2,000 flights a day in or out of the United States over New Year's weekend were canceled. Thousands more delayed due to the winter weather and staffing shortages.
Our flight was at 6:30 this morning, and we waited, and the crew supposedly didn't show up.
WDIV television talking to travelers at Detroit Metro Airport.
I've been canceled twice this morning, and by the way, the agents, they've been very helpful under very trying conditions.
Chicago's O'Hare International and Denver International Airport feeling the most impact with flight cancellations.
One of the three people reported missing in the Marshall Fire in Colorado has been found alive. A man from Louisville who was unaware he was reported missing. Search crews continue to look for two people who are still unaccounted for. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Have to get used to 2022. And I love the fact that so many of you, and I said this heading into the mailroom, that so many of you reached out and decided you didn't tell me what was going on with your holiday. I got this one from Barb who says, Kate, buried in the white stuff, I heard you talk about Tahoe. We go there all the time to ski, and it was insane. We've got a little house there. We open the door, and I'm not kidding you, it is like up to the rooftops. I wish I could have given some of those poor people in Colorado some of that great snow to help them with the nasty fires that they dealt with. It just makes you realize how fortunate you are when you whine and complain about the little things. Imagine, here it is a holiday. You just get through a holiday. You've got kids, or you don't have kids, but you've got this place that you work for in this great little neighborhood, and poof, just like that, it's done with, over with. And you have to completely, completely rebuild everything. You have to think about where it is you're going to rebuild. Are you going to move? Then you have to deal with the insurance nonsense, which is tough for anybody to go through that. And it's just a good reminder to have everything that you know that you need, all your important papers, somewhere close in a safe or wherever so that you can get to them if you get in that situation. And my heart goes out for those people. I've definitely already put in some funds, if you know what I mean, into these GoFundMe campaigns that have been set up. Yeah, ditto for me too. I have friends that have friends, really good friends and family, and there's all kinds of GoFundMe pages that have been set up. And it's terrible what happened in Colorado, and it reminds me even worse, You know, like when you see the Twisters, and we talked about Kentucky and how awful that was. And it's like that, but it's just all this smoke, right? So it's all this life-threatening smoke choking people out. It's just burned out communities. That's what it is. I mean, these fires race through 10 square miles of very populated suburbs north of Denver. 1,000 homes and businesses, that's what they're gone, boom. I mean, if people, and they were, because of the snow, people were allowed to return, and the stunned people, I'm not kidding you, because I saw a video of this, they looked like The Walking Dead. You know that show, The Walking Dead? Like in the beginning, when it started and people were walking around because they couldn't recognize the neighborhood, it was sub-freezing temperatures, and they were just taking it all in, just looking in this in Louisville, in a snowy street in Louisville, and looking at what, you know, what had happened there. And there was a woman who said that she got out of, I mean, immediately, of course, they evacuated, got out of town with her son, their dog, their cat, important papers. And the flame stopped about 100 yards from their property. Said it's just so devastating, so awful, right? And the biggest relief is that more people weren't killed by the fire. Because it was that bad, right? I mean, you still got three people. I guess rescue teams were searching for three people. One has been found. One was a woman from Superior, Colorado, a man from Marshall, Colorado, still, or a woman from Superior, Colorado, and a man from Marshall, Colorado are still missing that I know of. I mean, they're sending out cadaver dogs because they just know. The 500 plus houses just turned into ashes. You know, that's 991 homes, businesses, other buildings were destroyed, 127 were damaged. They're still trying to figure out, course, investigating what happened with that fire. Wow. The fire is 75% contained. That's the good news. And the good news, like I said, is that people from Louisville and Superior, the combined population is 34,000, is that the people got out. But thousands of Coloradans don't have gas. They had their gas turned off on Thursday, and they're still, you know, like 11,000 or so without it. My friend who was very close by there said the power kept going in and out, and you could see the fires burning over the hill. It was very, very scary. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, what up with Antonio Brown? I got to tell you, I was watching the game, and then it was all sort of discombobulated. It was surprising how the Jets were all over Tampa, I suppose, and then he's gone. You know, then all of a sudden, he's takes off his shirt and pads, and I think they had no idea the crew, so they didn't want to really show the person. And now, of course, we've all seen the video afterwards, so why he wouldn't go in the game, because I guess he was asked to go in the game when they were losing the way they were, boy, just, it makes you scratch your head, and this guy gets so many chances, and I guarantee his chances are up. What do you think? Oh, his chances are up. I said it. Yeah, his chances are up. There, you know how minuscule that hole is to make it in the NFL? And once you punch that ticket and people like you, and he had teammates that liked him, and there's other coaches that want to see him do well, and he'd get these chances, and he'd do okay, really okay. And then, because he has talent, and then that was it. You know, once again, he blew it. So something is happening with him. Something major makes him, sets him off, and that's it. And he's done. He's done with Tampa, and I don't believe anybody would pick him up next year. I cannot imagine that. All right, let's go to this one from, this one is from Alice. And she says, hey, Kate, how about Betty White? And the fact that she died at 99, People magazine had her on the cover. I went to the grocery store the other day, and I knew she had just died. And there they are talking about her hitting 100. I think we should just give it to her, even though she's 3 weeks shy. What do you think? I say give it to her. If we want to say she's 100, she was almost 100, I say absolutely. I mean, look, those Snickers commercials were funny. She was funny when she did that appearance on Saturday Night Live. She, you know, anybody who could be 99 and still working deep into her 90s and late 80s because she just loved it and people loved her and she was the funny old lady that was clever and sometimes had the best lines that set up some of the younger people she worked with later in her life in some of these sitcoms. I mean, good for her, you know, and she supported a lot of different charities and seems like she was pretty good peeps. I would say that is a life well lived. Thanks for bringing that up. Dead at the age of 99 on December 31st. RIP Betty White. Lots of tributes, I'm sure, will be pouring out for her. All right, let's move on to yet another one. This one is from Bob, who says, I'm listening to you, Kate, in Oklahoma City. So a shout-out to all my my people in the area who are probably listening as well. You look at Omicron and this confusion over the five-day isolation period, but it used to be 10 days. Now it's 5 days. And now they're talking about adding a testing component before you go back to work if you isolate for 5 days. I think the biggest problem we have is the CDC making up their mind what we should do. Could it ever be that we just, can anybody ever say they just don't know 100%, but this is what they're thinking right now? Is that a possible for us to know that? I saw Fauci on one of the Sunday shows, and he talked about the backlash over the isolation period after a positive coronavirus test from 10 days to 5, and wow. How crazy is that? Does that make any sense to you that they didn't set that up better? No, it doesn't. They didn't set it up better. That's been the whole problem, right? So now, of course, with the revamp rules, they're getting challenged on all sides. Like, wait, what is the decision? We keep saying there has to be science behind the decision. Is there any science behind that? And so, is it safe if you've isolated for 5 days when initially we were told always 10 days? And now they're talking about you might have to, okay, 5 days isolation, but then you have to have a negative test, which would mean testing requirements, which would mean what? Tests. So we don't have these tests. Where would these tests come from? Because already the feds dropped the ball on that when they, you would think, as everybody else was getting test kits ready, that they would have had test kits, and they don't have test kits. So that's the scoop. That's the scoop on that. That's all she wrote, right? That's it. And Omicron, yes, has shot up in a very big way in Florida. Because I got one here from Hal who says, Kate, I know you have a lot of relatives in Florida, and I know, hey, it's nothing new. It pings and pongs all over the place as to where the biggest numbers of the virus, which is spreading like wildfire, bubbles up. And I guess now it's Florida that has the most cases. Yeah, when you look at the average cases, and we got a dog in the background that's very antsy, so hang on, people. Guinness, what are you doing? The radio world wants to know. It's speak. Oh, go, go. Go, go, go. All right, so we're in the middle of the mailbag, and the dog wanted to be a part of it. You, too, can email me day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah.
Andy. Keep on saying it, brother. We are in the man cave. In the man cave, of course, everybody's talking about the playoffs. There's one, there's a Monday night game, and then 1 week left in the NFL, and then that's it. Curtains for the teams that don't make it into the playoffs, and yay for those that do. How about my pals in Ohio? I'm talking about the Bengals. They clinched the AFC North first time since 2015. Their 25-year-old quarterback, Joe Burrows, what an incredible job he did. And Ja'Marr Chase was amazing in the 34-31 win over a very tough Kansas City Chiefs team. This was a back-and-forth, exciting game. Chase scored 3 touchdowns on 11 catches, 266 receiving yards. Are you kidding me? He set the record for the highest single-game total in franchise history. For Joe Burrow, he was 30 of 39 passing for 446 yards, 4 TDs for him. So he set a team record for passing yards and touchdowns in a single season, 36, previously set by Andy Dalton back in 2013. But here's the bottom line. The jungle, welcome to the jungle. It's the jungle where they play. That's what they call it. And Cincinnati, your fans appreciated you and the very, very big win. I mean, huge for them to win the AFC North. So now they go on. And, wow, Kansas City, I think they were I think they were stunned because it just looked like they were, it looked in the beginning like they were going to win it. It still seemed like it was going to be competitive. But never count the Bengals out. They have a heart of a tiger, if you know what I mean. The other big thing is the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys, another head scratcher, right? It was a head scratcher because, and I watched this whole game, and it was a head scratcher because the Cardinals needed to bounce back. So yay for my Arizona pals that are listening, especially so many of you in that Tucson area listening to us on KVOI. I know you have sent me so many emails about it. It was an incredible win for the Cardinals to take nothing away from them. They did what they had to do. 25-22 was the final score in that game. And, I mean, they needed to find something, and they found it because the Cards need, I think they needed a get-right game. I mean, obviously, this was still a team of destiny of going to the playoffs, but they answered a big question in the way that they came back. And when a big play needed to happen, it happened. They had a great fake punt, and that was the crazy thing to see that worked. And the Cards held off the Cowboys. And it was big for Kyler Murray, who loves the stadium and now from high school to college has won 9 straight times. He is from Texas. And for Kyler Murray, he's 8-0 as a starter at the home of the Cowboys. Most of them a Texas high school playoff star, right, in the Dallas area. But the past two have been as a pro. After even last season's 38-10 route. So he said, coming home, I can't lose. And boy, he was right about that. It's crazy what how well they started to play when they started to find it and how the Cowboys just kept coughing it up and giving them those second chances again and again and again. And Dak Prescott had a fumble that set up a short drive to the last of Matt Prater's 4 field goals for that, at the time, a 25-14 lead. And that was a big cough up. The Cardinals shut down the running game. They held Ezekiel Elliott to 16 yards on 9 carries. And I mean, even Prescott, I think, was the leading rusher with 20 yards. So a tough loss for the Dallas Cowboys at home, but a big win for the Arizona Cardinals. When we get to this point in the season, you know, you've got 11 spots in the NFL playoff picture. You've got 11 spots that we know of, 3 to go. So 6 divisions have champs. The Packers claim the NFC's number 1 seed as they had their way with a Kirk Cousins-less Minnesota Viking team. So that was big for Packer fans who were waiting to see what was going to happen on Sunday Night Football with the 37-10 win over the Vikings, the Packers 13-3. So that mystery was cleared up. And now there's just a couple of other spots that are yet to be coughed up. So you've got one more game left in this week. The Steelers host the Browns on Monday. We'd be talking about this sitting around in the man cave. And the Steelers in the AFC mix, this could be the end of Ben Roethlisberger's road. It sounds like, anyway, by some of the hints that have been out there. But the fact that you've got some clinchers during the day, the Bengals, the Titans clinching the AFC North, the Bengals clinching the AFC North, Titans clinching the AFC South, and the Packers with the NFC's top seed is, like I said, a very, very big deal. And now it's a question of scenarios and playoff races and, you know, what happens. And for example, like the Packers win also allows the Eagles to clinch a playoff spot. So that capped a run where Philly has won 6 of 7 games. The Chiefs' loss to the Bengals means the AFC's eventual number 1 seed will have at least 5 losses, right? And the Titans clinching their playoff berth, like I said, and the AFC South with the victory over the Dolphins. And you look at that and you look at what the Titans have done. They just snuck in there. And they can clinch a top seed with a couple of different scenarios happening. A win in Houston is one of them. But the Titans' win eliminated the Colts' chance to win the AFC South. The Bills clinched a playoff berth with their 29-15 win over the Falcons, along with the Ravens' loss to the Rams. The Patriots clinched a playoff spot after beating the Jags 50-10 and getting that 34-3 loss from the Dolphins against the Titans, right? The Chargers win over the Broncos, eliminate the Broncos, Dolphins and Browns from playoff contention. And for the Chargers, it sets up a win and in situation for their game at the Raiders. So then you wonder, like, the teams that know they're out of it that were so close, what's that last week like for them? And how about the Saints? The Saints, who dat fans, avoid playoff elimination. I should have given you some love earlier by beating the Panthers so they can clinch a playoff spot with a win at the Falcons combined with a loss by the 49ers. The 49ers didn't clinch a playoff spot. They could do it a week 18 with a win at the Rams or a loss by the Saints. So those two will be watching what's happening, I think, a little bit with the others. The Rams couldn't clinch the NFC West on Sunday because of the Cards win, but they can do it week 18 depending on a couple of scenarios. And, of course, the Vikings eliminated from playoff contention. First time in Coach Mike Zimmer's 8-year run as the head coach for the Vikings that they've missed the playoffs in consecutive seasons. Yeah, Washington also eliminated from playoff contention. How about that? But you think about the loss of their quarterback and the COVID-19 outbreak for that team, and the fact that they were even in it this far along was pretty amazing for Washington. Yeah. So there are still some teams that can eke it in, depending on what a few other teams do and what they do to control their, you know, destiny. But this is my favorite time of year. When we get down, we come right off the holidays, and hopefully we're all feeling festive. And we're watching to see what happens in the NFL, and we've gone through all of these college football games, and the national title is set. Alabama, no problems with Cincinnati. I already mentioned this, taking on Georgia. Who do you like in that matchup? Think about it. We're closing the door to the man cave. I got to sweep up all the peanuts that are on the floor. Thanks so much to Jeremy P. for his fine work on the technicals, as always, and to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.